don't think they are.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah, they were. Any kind of... Any kind of...
If it's a cloaking.
It's not cloaking.
No. Oh, no, I thought the metaphasic shields were the one that allowed you to pass in and out of space and time.
No,
they can.
Yeah, you see, that's why they're illegal.
They're
still
visible and normal.
Using them that way, yes.
The thing is that it's like you can like push a button and it's a cloaking device, which is why they're illegal.
Right.
This is much too dark.
To a certain extent, yes.
Yeah.
Someone tell Horatio to stop.
Yeah, what was that, Horatio?
Anyways, so no.
That's his sister.
Do you think we could identify the
that Mesa Trail?
Yeah.
Like
a certain type of warp engine will probably leave certain traces.
Okay. Propulsion engineering warp.
Well, that's really a specialty.
Yep, that is a specialty of propulsion engineering.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Science, space, thermodynamics?
Go ahead.
Roll higher.
Yeah, roll higher.
Roll like a
20. How about
athletics?
Climbing.
Yeah.
Thermodynamics.
Good rolling method there.
Alright, well, let's go put ourselves in the orbit of the...
you know, I think you're curious, or innovative, or prudent.
It ain't innovative.
Nothing's ever innovative.
It'll be curious if you want to use it. Usually, those things you can only use once in an adventure. So, I'm looking for a 11. So, if you got a 10, you use it, otherwise you don't.
You could have more, though.
Sure, you could add you know, the courage.
Well, it actually wouldn't have mattered by changing which one to Dromedae.
No, but that was that's extra courage. It's not extra.
Yeah, curious. It's just plus one courage.
I mean, extra courage.
It gives you a point of courage when you're being curious.
It gives you a point of courage that you can only use when
right,
you're being curious.
Right. We'll work it to the extra.
Certain advantages just give you an extra die.
Yeah,
but that's all the time, not once, right?
What
yeah.
can give you the extra drama die, which is what I was looking for?
Certain advantages give
it's
you a
like engineering aptitude,
yeah.
for instance.
Sure. Some kind of aptitude.
Yeah, language aptitude.
I
oh.
Okay, so you go to 11?
Yeah.
Alright.
That's right, human.
It is, does not seem to be a ship, or not any ship you've seen. It's a very small stream.
Okay.
More like a some kind of warp.
Well,
road cart.
it sort of like has some sort of you know warp carrier wave type thing.
Sir, I maintain a possibility that this could be a life form that has not been contacted before, and we should take right and directed precautions.
Absolutely. Tell me when I. Violate, like
maybe
we'll
a
no,
yes, sir.
Like maybe a
you
keep on.
If you're talking to help in the prime directive, you need a team of lawyers.
that is possible too.
You're some sort of alien.
Well, you can tell the commander or not,
sir. Devin.
Oh,
I don't think.
Are we the same
the,
rank?
The size and enough experience
in
that whatever left it is. About what are you? The torpedo tube.
Oh,
who's next up on the interview list?
I make up the interview list.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah, so who's next up? Out of this group of people.
Let's see. Jen.
Jen? Well, no, this group of people.
Oh.
We'll skip over those.
We'll
see if she said something.
El Capitan.
Okay. So Lieutenant Sarin's called in.
Commander.
Commander Billion. We have some questions about your involvement, the incident with the Orions and the Romulan agent.
What is your questions here?
Oh, well, we're just wondering, you know, there's some things that are left out of report because, you know, people don't write everything down. So we were wondering, you know, based on your observations, who you think had more than the passing contact with the Orions when they were on board the ship?
Well, in general, especially at first, we thought they were a civilian ship.
Oh, non-Vulcan!
the
humans on board had lowered their guard because it was a civilian ship in emergency distress.
Mm-hmm.
So nearly everyone on the ship.
Nearly everyone on the ship? Okay. Do you think any of them had...
The Vulcan droids to send us all up.
Do you think any had more just the passing contact? Perhaps, you know, talk to them outside of their parties, perhaps. Visited by them in private. You know?
Nope, none of that.
Things like that. Anything you're aware of as the commanding officer.
Do I know about the telemetry?
During that period of time.
Not that I noticed. I wasn't...
He was rooting around.
Actually,
there's still a stitch of bacon in the air.
I don't know what happened here.
No. Can't have been good. That's so engineering, and a lot of things they got were minor.
Feel like a pig.
But
Eric, you did know. You wanted something analyzed.
Oh.
And you were in the
middle.
Okay. I was in the middle of something.
Well, there's a hollow thing.
I was busy.
The holo thing.
I just said the holo thing that I noticed on the captain's desk and suspected it of being a surveillance device.
Hey, was it?
Yeah.
It was.
I just wasn't able to find it.
Yeah. And who...
but I did stick it in a cardboard box.
Did anybody take a look at
the
holo
number?
They can't find it. The little holo
thing. Later, I found a sensor scan.
To look at it?
I found it first.
Okay.
And I ran down and ran down the barricade.
Okay.
And then later we traced the signal back to it.
So you're saying Ensign Protham took a look at the thing, but did not find any sort of devices.
No.
Other than what it's purported to be. And then he left it.
In a laundry room.
In laundry room?
Not looking good for you.
What are you talking about? That's caution.
And you find nothing, you still put it in a box in the laundry room.
Sounds more like you're hiding it, so you'll also find it.
Sure, they're doing lots of laundry tonight. Prepare to attack.
The Tellurian had more or less intimate contact with one of them, as I understand.
Oh, I see.
It's not possible.
It's
a big man.
and did you ever take a sensor reading of the ship?
Early on, we ordered one, but we were debating the legality of doing that just as a matter of.
Who was on sensors at that point?
Lieutenant Jen.
Did you yourself ever take a look at the sensor reading?
Early on, no. Later on, when I was becoming more and more suspicious, I ordered a very broadband sensor sweep of the ship using a great deal of power.
Right, but did you actually look at the sensors yourself? Or did you have someone else do it?
I believe I actually assisted in that scan.
Okay.
Is this root-based?
Yes.
Okay.
It seems rather improbable that we took a look at the sensor. It seems rather improbable that there were 24 people on board the ship, and yet you missed the fact that one of them was wrong on the spot. did you not have everybody come aboard to receive hadronalin booster shot?
Yes, we did, and the appearance of the Romulan explained another mystery.
Who was in charge of administering the shot? Just random
metric.
We say the random metric is Katrina.
You guys are going to ask
what?
It's Horatio.
Horatio.
That was another mystery, and what had been happening is our stocks were depleting faster than they were supposed to.
I see.
And we spent a good deal of time tracking down where the losses were going.
I see. And you found it
and
to be one of the
and we found it to be one of the Orion med techs.
And did you confront them? About this?
Yes.
Did he say anything?
By that time, I was already putting.
Were you alone when you confronted him?
No.
Let's see. Who else was with you?
Let's see now. He was unconscious. He was.
who was with me?
You were knocked out.
I think I had Lou. I had you, and I had. No, you were on the ship.
This is like when you beamed over.
Yeah.
But when you were asking him questions.
So I had these guys, and I had three security officers, and I was basically arresting them.
Okay. But when you were in questioning the medic initially, do you recall that?
I never questioned the medic initially.
I see.
I found out and took action.
I see. That is my mistake then.
Kevin had a smirk on his face there.
Kevin writes down, not my mistake.
You said the medical was who? The medical was
Katrina. Katrina has pretty much Donald's skills, except she's...
I know, not Crystal. Okay. I thought, you said what? I thought you were like being offended. But it's not you. Mm-hmm. Your nemesis.
Yeah.
Alright,
no problem.
Okay.
What's wrong
with Katrina? Don't worry.
Being in command of the crew, or, you know, of this, one of the ships, have you ever thought anybody was not pulling their weight?
Which one?
You?
I would have to consider that. I'm reviewing performance analysis in my head. I think
you think not?
Rose character.
And some kibbutz.
Kibbutz. Oh, man.
He doesn't seem to take his duty seriously.
I see.
Which
time? Oh, thank you very much, Lieutenant.
You should very much.
You need help. as any right trusted officer should. So, hope if we need you and to call you again, we will.
No problem.
Okay, so you're around the planet, so you're orbiting the star.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
Analyze, can you, here, help.
So there's a signal that came from somewhere within the star's corona, aimed outwards, and that seems to be the signal that was
pinpointed.
Looking you haven't pinpointed where it's from the start.
Can I do another sensor scan to try and pinpoint that location?
Yes, you can go ahead and make it another sensor scan.
Triangulation.
Unfortunately, we only have one spot.
Yeah, you only have one trail.
And look for what?
All we have is that one.
14.
All right.
It's right there.
Doing a sensor scan now, sir.
Outstanding.
So Clancy does a sensor scan, and he spots a planet not too deep in, like a few hundred kilometers within the corona. Looks like almost the size of a Earth-class world, although there's nothing, you know. Pretty much, you know, all the atmosphere's been burned off, and it's kind of charred thing.
Our present shields can handle the corona that left
us. Sir, there seems to be an M-class planet located just within the corona.
Is the metaphasic technology available to us?
In this instance, it would be.
It would be?
Yeah.
I tell you, you want to get on that right away and adapt our shield for the metaphasic.
I'll get right on it. It's reverse flare.
Neutron flow.
Just be careful about that goner. That could accidentally become a...
There seems to be a structure. Make sure you run
some tests in the holodeck and turn off the safety interlock.
Sir, there does seem to be one surviving structure on the planet right here. I'm bringing up on the main screen.
Well, it's kind of fuzzy. It looks like some kind of crater with like a big tower in the middle.
It
appears to be a crater with a tower in it, sir.
The Death Star.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute.
It's on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal. Wait a minute. I know that tower. That's the...
All right,
so what are we going to do?
We want to adjust the shield. Maybe bring that...
Can we go into that with our regular shields?
No.
Would you like me to launch a probe, sir, to try and get it?
Are our
shields going to be useless while we upgrade them?
No.
Beverly Crusher did it, it wasn't.
We're not as good as Beverly Crusher's engineers.
Well, Beverly had her bunch of newbies do it for
us. Oh, right.
She was in command.
Mm-hmm. So, and we should also make a shuttle capable of using metaphasic.
Okay.
All,
so who's working?
The original metaphasic shielding was designed for shuttle anyway.
Sir, could we get some metaphasic shielding on a probe too? That we can set down in advance of the main ship.
Not sure if we're gonna need metaphasic shielding on a probe. I think we'll actually learn from the probe being sent out.
You did
in the room.
I confronted him.
We burned up 2.3 seconds.
He gave me a flat answer about
go ahead and send one in without it.
I knew it was a flat answer and I thought I locked it.
I'd
be happy to launch this initial probe.
Okay.
I'm sending it toward the greater site.
Launching
3, 2, 1, now.
Okay. So there were other people. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for
Okay, what do you do? I launched a probe.
You launched a probe? Okay.
I can work on setting up the shuttle.
By itself?
Great.
Yes.
About 5-10 seconds before it burns up.
Oh, wow.
We're
wrong. They get 2.8, 2.7.
A little faster than that.
It appears I've
been Wu's checking the ship shuttles and seeing how it can be changed. I'm doing the shuttle shields.
Shuttles and he's doing the ship.
Yeah.
Make a sensor scroll to see if we got extra information from the probe that we sent out?
Sure. This will be
2.7 tellarite seconds.
Like sectars.
How many parsecs?
Okay, system engineering shields to modify shields.
Alright.
You can go make a sensor roll.
System engineering shields. At cloaking device. Damn.
What was my target on that one, Ken?
Engineering system, yeah. That's what you meant.
9.
I got 12.
Okay. So, from the few seconds of data,
trying to get more information on that tower structure.
It looks like some sort of transmitter. At least 1,000 years old.
Looks like some sort of transmitter that predates the expansion of the sun to encompass this M-class plant, bringing it up on main screen now, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody take a look at
Chris?
What?
If anybody does any retro scans,
yes.
I assume someone did. There is no evidence of there being, consideration about that. So there's no evidence of there being a civilization in this system.
Of course, it's gone.
It was gone long before the Federation was formed.
It was the Red Giant long before the Federation was formed.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Sir, this is technology that could predate the Federation.
No way. The Federation is everything.
Wow. Hey,
what do I need to roll, Kev?
9 or better.
9 or better?
Yeah, 9 would be, the minimal, and then better after that.
what if I roll a 7, do I screw things up? Does it just not work?
It will...
Then you in the shuttle.
Show you why.
If you roll 7, it just doesn't work. So you know that it's just not strong.
Oh, it can't work?
No, it means you got something wrong somewhere. You can try again. No, you make sense.
I gotta add my points to that, because what are you gonna do if you can't do engineering, they'll never let you do engineering.
It just encodes and plus.
That's why I always make sure I make all my steps are all.
What is it? Courage. I had 2 courage points. Get a 9.
Okay. Mm. So you modify.
You bravely modify the circuitry.
Like all the shuttles, 1 shuttle, 2 shuttles.
One.
One of the shuttles? Okay. So you modify one of the shuttle shields you know.
Oh, well, wait, no, I want to modify all of the shuttle shields. I just don't want to modify two shuttles.
Right.
Right.
All of one shuttle.
Oh, there you go.
So you modified shield. Should withstand. Well, with a 9, it'll withstand pretty much around the planet and maybe a little closer to the star, but not much more. Not more than like 1,000 kilometers
close. Okay. How about you, Wu?
Nope.
You failed?
You didn't get your 9?
Well, no. Maybe you try again.
Try again. Yeah, but try again.
Yeah, maybe you harder. Try again. Yeah, no.
I can go over and show you.
You want to show me? Show me.
Please show me.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
You didn't put courage points or extra courage at all?
No, I didn't get an 8, sorry. I got a 6.
Oh, you got a 6.
Oh, you still do it.
Well, all this courage. Use it all up now.
Alright, I'll help
him. The ship doesn't need to go in, right?
Yeah, it does.
Well, it doesn't get the shell against the bubble.
So can we re-roll or something?
I got an 8. The hopeful 6.
That could be a 10.
See what Luga.
For me, it can't.
You don't have 2 more courage?
No.
You only have 3 courage.
Unless you're human.
I have 5
and I
courage.
Use 2. You human.
Oh.
Little human advantage.
The wrong 6.
What'd you get?
I got 5.
I got a 7.
Well, you're worse than me.
Damn it.
The truth comes out.
I don't have the engineering aptitude.
Well, I only...
Well, this is a skill,
yeah? Yeah, it's a skill. I have a skill of 2.
I have a skill of 1.
Yeah.
System engineering skills. Actually, Jen has a... Zach, so
I have system engineering. Would you like to call me down to do this?
Well, I can put 3 points and make it.
I'm a human. I can do anything.
You could have said put 3 points in last time.
I could have put 2 points in.
Who's next on the interview?
3 points, right?
What does
that doesn't work. I think
do I get interviewed?
You will not get interviewed. You're a new transfer to the ship.
I feel so weak. I managed to make the shuttle work. No, the shuttle.
The shuttle already worked.
It's only because I got a week.
Pick out of these 3, who's next on the interview?
I don't have the points to fix the other one.
You can.
And he chose
out of these 3.
Yeah.
Work on the metaphysic. I think I understand the basic logic.
Well, actually, Donald, you can pick Donald too.
Okay, you
I think.
Okay.
Well, you know, you have 1 in 6 chance, probably. Okay, I'm gonna go fix the shields up.
Okay.
Okay. Let me assist you.
I'll walk. Can I walk down with him so I
don't
break it?
Sure. What is this? Intellect, logic.
Intellect only.
Damn.
And the shipboard systems.
Shipboard systems. Shields.
No, it's
systems engineering. Systems engineering.
Oh, system engineering.
So I need a 9 cap?
What's the best?
They fucked it up?
A little bit.
Is that your special bag?
Yeah, that's the special
bag.
I guess 12. There you go, sir.
He's human. I said,
it must have been it.
Master race, you think?
You don't know the way it is.
Are you human as well?
Yeah.
Gonar has been showing me how to do this type of thing.
Master race, I think.
Gonar! Ensign Gonar.
Sure, what's
yes, under Anadolium? And I have a few questions about the incident with the Orion.
Or, okay.
Or also, Ensign Perth.
That's a Minor thing.
Sure wasn't
it
during
it was definitely going on.
I wonder what
during what happened with the Orion, did you notice any of the crew having more than a passing conversation with any
did
of the
I
Orion?
Notice?
Yeah.
Aside from myself?
Aside from yourself.
I should have
told myself.
No, because I wasn't at the party most of the
time. I see. And for yourself. What kind of
intercourse did you have?
Who did you talk to?
Do you recognize the picture of this first officer? I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, do you think I was back. Yeah.
being the pig.
I joke.
You guys don't
you saw it all.
I was talking to the first officer.
Ah, the first officer of the Orion ship. I see. Did you talk a lot?
What a very little. Very little talk.
Well, we talked some.
What did you talk about?
Bad placement there.
She was asking me about, you know.
Faster.
Just right.
The first time.
I see. And did you tell her anything?
Oh, not the first time.
No. As far as you know. What about the next time?
The second time?
These are my guts.
No, okay. You want to shut up?
Yeah. Oh, I just showed her how to operate the show.
Oh, I see. You gave her a little
instructions.
You let her?
Yes.
You should have asked the pilot to double crash.
Call pillow talk, Dave.
Did you happen to tell her about some of the procedures? Right?
Yeah, it's easy. You just drive it with this joystick.
Show the procedures. Did I
show like the practice?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Were there any other contact?
Our war begins.
What do you mean?
Oh, with any other people? With this first officer? Is there any?
At this point, you should be telling us.
Carbo Kutch.
You mean, did I talk to anyone else?
Yes, anybody else?
Oh, yeah. I guess their crew, I was helping them with their engine.
Oh, that's right. You were assigned to repair their engine.
Yep.
When you were there, did you notice anything suspicious about any of your, the rest of your crew?
Really?
The rest of the Starfleet crew that were there? Did anybody leave your site?
Oh, yeah.
Four more in a minute?
Sure.
I see. And, did you ever conduct any sensor scans of the ship?
Did I?
You or anybody you know?
I didn't. Then Jim did.
I see. And then Sam. Popular name.
You come to jail, dude.
Stop going in.
I'm looking at the books, like Federation jails aren't that bad.
Yeah.
There's nearly 90% less anal array.
Did you ever get a look at their
in prison they call Paris Gatorade?
Get a look at their what? Computer
system.
Oh yes.
Did you go inside and
got
there? Out of curiosity, rummage around a bit.
I got the crew roster and trying to get to the logs, but they were locked.
Huh.
You got the flight schedule.
I got the flight schedule. I got the general logs.
It's a commendable action on your part.
That it was.
Oh, yeah.
You've been serving aboard this Discovery for, a little over a year now. You've met a lot of people. Do you consider any people, any of the crew of the Discovery, someone lacking in Starfleet? In pursuing a Starfleet way? An ideal. Perhaps someone who criticizes Starfleet a bit too much? Or criticizes superior officers?
Specifically me?
No, I'm just thinking of all the jokes that we're doing about me last week.
Or perhaps you feel one of your officers has been abusing the power of it?
Using the power.
Oh, you didn't ask me these questions.
Well, I'm just thinking about it now. I think you were first.
Why I went first?
No way, I know. I don't think so. No.
Sure?
No? Nah, not really. Well. Thank you, bro.
Oh, man.
You're saying Insta-Kabot? Kabot is, perhaps a bit too unstartled? Perhaps too whimsical?
Too what? Maybe just a little bit.
Whimsical things under ice.
Lieutenant Calhoun, you know.
Well done.
Has he ever said anything bad about any of the other officers?
Have you? Have you actually said
in your presence?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that is joking me outside of character, but Kevin takes it all seriously, so you probably should take it seriously.
Oh, okay. Well.
At times I've criticized
Gohan.
I'm not Gohan,
Sir. And he's criticized the counselor?
No.
No? Another officer?
The Vulcan.
Lieutenant Stern?
Most of my criticism is about him not randomly for his character. You can't possibly take that as my character saying that.
That man didn't roll randomly.
When everyone else would roll randomly, he didn't.
Anything you say during game session, I take seriously.
We can't do minute roll of our characters when we're gaming.
Well, I'm seriously right now, Dave.
Okay.
What about Lieutenant Stern? Do you ever feel he's given an order that doesn't seem to make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you felt that perhaps he is a bit too waffles as well? True. Better word than that, but perhaps he waffles. He's not decisive enough.
Yeah. That time.
His record shows that when you met that space class, that he was very hesitant to raise the shield or fire on it.
Correct.
Do you agree with that?
No.
Based on what you were seeing on the bridge, you do not agree with that.
No, I don't. Or I didn't.
Ensign Pertham, you know?
Yes.
Has he ever disobeyed orders?
That you
perhaps perhaps acted a bit too overzealous. You know,
I think the only thing I can think of is when I said,
"Can I blast him?" Somebody said, "Yes," and then it started with "but." Turned out for the best.
Fine with me.
I was there. My character was there.
When you get something lower with another specialization, you have some areas to do it.
Yeah, but where do you go?
I was
there with the cloud,
right?
You were there with the cloud. There's a box.
Yeah, I was
there with the cloud, but I didn't disobey any orders.
Right. Okay.
We'll just write the skill again.
Overzealous?
I don't know.
Okay. Writing on back of sheet 6.
Well, eventually, that's fine.
Yeah, right. That was Dave, Captain.
Okay. I said, can I fire her?
Get a fire now.
Yeah, the ground.
Say this one.
Maybe once or twice.
The problem with those macros.
Once or twice for which?
For the overzealous.
Have you ever heard of him?
Someone says, can I fire? Don't start off the quantity.
I've that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of him? being perhaps a little too confrontational when interrogating prisoners.
He hasn't had that opportunity yet.
No, I
don't
have. He did, and he didn't do it.
He has, but it's up to you whether you think your character has actually heard of this or not.
No.
With only he and I. And
I mean, he doesn't have one station.
With only he and I, and he just bluffed. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, but there was also a security man looking into the room.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, he just
bluffed. Yeah, I had the security guy looking at the camera so that I would have him as a witness so that I wasn't capping his ass.
Right, so that might have gone around. Or not. It's up to you. That is all the questions I have for now. Thank you for your time. And if we need you again, we'll call on you.
I'd have to hypothesize a near space-faring civilization which was caught in this red dwarf spur, though that doesn't explain the recent Titan trail.
Alright, so you got the shields.
Would you like me to do a new scan to try and determine how recent the ionization was?
How close is the ship to the planet?
Try to find the ion trail leaving.
Is that in orbit?
Yes.
Oh, I raised the shield.
Okay.
Raising the shield, sir.
Well, you're in orbit around the star, which is in orbit.
Are we going in?
Yeah, you're not actually, you're orbit around the star, but you're not actually, you don't want to orbit.
Okay. I fixed the metaphasic shield,
yeah.
Sir.
Oh, that's right. You did it. That's right. So should we send the shuttle?
Actually, the planet's deeper than
it. No, we're going with it. Go in the ship, get in the orbit of the planet.
I'm going to do a new sensor scan.
The planet's deeper in than I think.
But we can get
but you can still get there, so.
Alright, we're going orbit.
I'm
going to
do a new
sensor.
You want to go orbit around the planet? Okay. And then once you're there?
I'm going to do a new scan to see if I can find an ionization trail leaving the red giant, or if it just ends at that planet.
Okay. Saren, make a flight control to establish orbit within the corona around each planet.
Holy shit.
Alright.
Alright.
I got 7 on that scan.
The trail ends at the transmitter.
Ends at the transmitter, sir.
Did you take the transmitter inside the crater?
No, I mean, the crater's like a hollow. Okay, basically, now that you're closer, it's not really a crater. It looks like it was hollowed out parabola.
Okay.
Okay, and there's a...
Like an impact?
No. Like it was hollow, you know, like a radio telescope.
Yeah, with a chisel.
Yeah. Like they dug it out, they put in a network of mesh. And then they put a transmitter in the middle.
So they're using the natural landscape to form the contours.
Sure.
So
the
transmitter is
at the point.
I aim the phasers at that thing and the photon torpedo at that thing.
Okay.
Can I fire,
you can fire.
But I don't think I should fire.
I just want you to, I'm about to practice.
Oh, all right.
No.
So what?
So what do you do now?
No. Well, get ready to
send in a...
You wouldn't object if I fired now, would you?
Object, I would.
Right.
As you're orbiting, the transmitter fires on you.
Oh, my God.
I fire!
Fired on you. Last time when I asked, didn't you say that if we took fire, I was allowed to fire back?
I believe it depends on the...
I thought that Kevin, when I had the rules about when I was allowed to fire...
Nope. I want to point out that
you are allowed to do a proportional response.
Sir, the sensors show that we're being fired on.
That's followed
by...
unless the commanding officer has a different standing order. But the captain's standing order is proportional response is okay, but use your best judgment.
All right.
And then she goes
back to
her
back.
Alright, so...
How are you fucking with
them? You can't
spend them in
this
ship.
It's less power.
You can,
can't you? No, you actually you can spend, like, crowds, but if you're shooting at ships, you can just fire at lower levels.
Well,
anyways,
sure you can spend, right?
So, there's this energy beam.
So, what's the nature
sort
of attack?
The nature of attack seems to be some sort of,
just being scanned. I want warp sensors to try and understand what we're being hit with.
Energy wave.
What energy wave?
That comes out, hits your ship.
Yeah.
Everybody make coordination plus reaction. Add the reaction, not a dice. So.
I don't know the nature of the attack before I shoot stun, right? Or do I?
No. You just see something happen.
Does dodge apply?
Woo! You can add your dodge, sure.
What are we adding, really?
Coordination.
Coordination, add your action.
Add your action, add your dodge.
Yeah, 13.
6.
I can't dodge my other die right now.
Dodge is a skill.
We can use our dodge as
well.
Yes.
I've lost my other die.
I got three people. I got 15.
There's so I'm looking for people who got less than 7.
I got 7.
Six.
Hold on.
Everybody else made it?
Courage. Yeah, I got 7.
7 sounds good.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Maybe I should get 7.
No, I don't get 7. I get 6.
Okay.